You're with Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's here with me in Studio A, and on the phone is Paducah's Market House Theater Executive Director Michael Cochran. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Michael, is the sun shining in Paducah, or is it a gray old West Kentucky day?
It's a gray old weather Kentucky day.
Well, we're here to cheer everybody up then, because you've got fun stuff coming on for Valentine's Day, but right now you're in the middle of a production that's really neat. Tell me about it.
Becky's New Car is a very different kind of show. You know, we said it's a new kind of comedy or romantic comedy, but it's a play that is funny, but it's not slapsticky kind of funny. It is, you know, it's just described, it's funny right up to the point that it's touching and then profound. And what it is, the actors have even said, it's not like acting, it's like real life. It's a woman, middle-aged woman, who is looking at her life and going, is this all there is? She's been married for 28 years. Her grad student son is living in the basement of the house. It's kind of like life has gone on, and she's reached a point where she's going, I want something more. And there's a great line in the show that she says, a friend of hers talked about at a certain age, a woman becomes invisible, and she wants to be seen. You know, and you're laughing at parts of this. You're going, this is hysterically funny, you know, with the son living in the basement and life going on, and they're so busy they don't see each other. And she's offered an alternate or a parallel life, an opportunity to take a path. And she takes that path, and it leads through a lot of ups and downs, which are very funny but very profound for, you know, anyone who has been married for a long time or middle age, kind of looking at life going, oh, I can so identify with everything about this.
Well, I laughed because the thought shot through my mind, I wonder if men ever feel that invisibleness.
Well, I think so too. You know, I mean, as the director of the show, I can identify strongly with the characters in the show. We're all so busy. And one of her things that she says is, you know, she used to love the house when it was quiet because it was peaceful. But now you come home and everybody's off doing their own thing. Everybody's so absorbed in their own world, and you feel lonely in that quiet. And, you know, I think that speaks to men and women and in relationships. We started out the season with The Perfect Wedding, about a couple wanting to get married, young couple, and now we've progressed in the season. We're about a marriage that's been there for 30 years, you know, 28 to 30 years, and what people want at that stage. And I think it speaks to both men and women.
And forecast, do you have a third one coming on for even later? In...
No, we got Mary Poppins at the end of the season. But, so... no, it is profound. It is a show that, and there's audience involvement. The actors are interacting with the audience in ways that, you know, one of the actors will say, you know, am I right? And he'll turn and he'll ask a guy in the audience, am I right? And, you know, depending on what the guy says, they respond in different ways. But you get caught up in this thing where it's a blur between theater and an interactive kind of nature where you're interacting with the actors in the show. So I love it. It's so theatrical. It's a great show that you don't find very often.
So you've got improv built in.
Yeah, I mean, at one point, there will be somebody who's at, you know, Joe, the husband, will say to one of the audience members, did she ask you if you want a beer? And if the person says yes, they get a beer. You know? And, you know, it's kind of like back and forth with how they... And Becky starts out the show even saying, you know, oh, my husband Joe, he's a roofer. You're probably going to like him a lot more than you're going to like me later on in the show. You know, so you kind of... All the people in it, there's no... Everybody leads to their own, you know, contributes to what happens, the pathway go down in the show. And the show is about regret. It's about so many things. And yet it's a comedy. And I love the thing, you know, I've always had a saying, life is a comedy or a tragedy, depending on how you view it. And I think when you can view it as a comedy, it becomes more profound in some ways because you can laugh and you kind of cringe a little bit too, going, oh, I so know exactly what they're talking about here.
I thought you were going to say, depending on which day it is.
But, that too.
Well, tell me about the show times.
It runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday night at 7:30, and Saturday afternoon at 2:30, and Sunday afternoon at 2:30, and this is the final week for it. And you can get tickets online, and there are no added fees. If you get them online or you call the box officer in person, it's all the same price.
Okay, that sounds like a good weekend activity, and then let's plan ahead for February 14th.
We have the Masquerade Ball, and we've moved from October to February. And February 14th, actually, when we thought about the date, we were thinking kind of like St. Valentine's Day Massacre kind of thing of gangsters and, you know, flapper girls, roaring 20s, speakeasy thing, which allowed people to come dressed up, you know, in that 20s kind of thing. It was easier for people to do costumes for it, to come dress up for an event. We also have done a lot with the event to make it more attractive, not only to couples, because that, you know, Valentine's Day and going out and do something with great food, great band, you know, a great evening, but also with groups of friends to get a table and to come do that for something to do on that day as just a group of friends. So we now have a speakeasy for our VIP tables of 8. You know, they get access to the Al Capone room, which has a bourbon bar in it. We have a cigar bar for those who want that. You have to stand outside to smoke the cigar, but we have that. We have lots of great things that are going along with that Roaring Twenties theme. And that will be Saturday, February 14th.
I'm smacking my lips over the idea of a special offer for ticket buys before January 30th.
That is, if you got 4 friends who, you know, you want to come together as a group, we'll throw in a bottle of wine with that group if you buy your ticket by January 30th.
It's at the convention center. You mentioned a fabulous band. Who's playing for you?
It's the Nash Vegas All-Stars. We've had them this is the 4th event. They are such a great band out of Nashville that we bring them back each year, and they have such a mix of music, really, that all the attendees have just raved about them. Laura Duff's The Pampered Palate's got, we're doing a chocolate river.
Yeah, you know? I saw that. Come take a dip in the chocolate river. And I was thinking, now that brings to mind some very interesting pictures.
Yes. We have gone all out on this event to make it a fun night for either couples or a group of friends to come do that and to have a great time with it. We also have an auction with some really great trips and items for people to bid on. And all the proceeds go to our youth and outreach programming, which serves 28,000 kids a year in a 4-state area.
Man, that just deserves a moment of silence afterwards. 28,000 kids benefiting from Market House Theater Paducah services. That's pretty amazing.
You know, and most people think of just what we do on the stage here, vast bulk of the people that we serve, the kids that we serve, we're in their classrooms, in their school, teaching in their classroom. And my wife April is the education director. She does an incredible job of using theater as a teaching tool for core content. So these fifth graders are putting on plays about European explorers or the Great Westward Movement, or even shows like How the Pirates Sailed to Kansas, which is a language arts show. And they're putting on plays for the other kids in the school, and it's kind of like that Schoolhouse Rock thing. The kids are learning songs, singing stuff, seeing kids doing this, and they're learning core content at the same time. The teachers just, you know, they can't get enough of it.
That's pretty sneaky.
The kids think it's fun. They don't realize they're learning through this whole process.
And that's the way it should be.
That's exactly it.
Okay, so let's do the ticket business on the Masquerade Ball benefiting this outreach.
Tickets are $75 for individual tickets, and it's $1,000 for a VIP table of 8. That's 8 tickets for the event plus all the perks that go with the VIP table.
So tell me truly, what can I dip in the chocolate river?
Oh, they've got a wide variety of foods they're going to be having available to dip in the chocolate river. And she's been working on this for a while to get how this sets up and flows and all of that. So I'm even interested to go, okay, how are you doing all of that? But Laura is an artist with food. I mean, she truly is. And she's been working on making this event really special.
All righty. Well, Michael, congratulations on everything you've got going. It sounds like a bunch of fun, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.